Once again, to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Morning, Rob. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. A 1-1 week for you guys. A loss 92-75 up in Northeastern last Thursday, but you come home and beat Martin's Delaware squad 76-60 on Saturday. Look back on the two games for me and what you liked.
Yeah, well, anytime, we got a split for the week, win and loss wise, but I thought we moved things forward from a practice standpoint. I thought we had a number of good days of practice, even leading up to the Northeastern game. And certainly that result, you don't want to ever give up 92 points in any game. And when you do, you make the opportunity to win much more difficult. But I thought there were some bright spots. We started the game off well defensively. We just weren't able to have any separation offensively at that time. And then as the game wore on, T.J. Williams got in a great rhythm and was able to make plays. And, you know, I haven't seen the entire league, but I think he's one of the best guards we've played against in the league so far, and he certainly showed it on that evening. With that, you know, we had a group of guys that understands and takes great pride in being a Drexel Dragon and the responsibility they have to compete and represent our school. And I thought we responded well on a quick turnaround, like everybody had, but with a solid practice Friday on and off the floor in terms of guys meeting and being on the same page and then having a focused effort against Delaware.
You guys got behind in that game, but had that big run late in the first half and then carrying over early in the second half. And I saw you say that it was an example of how you'd like to play. Talk about what that meant and what you did well in that stretch that you hope to see a lot more of.
Well, I think what we did well during that stretch, we made a run, was we were very active on defense. We also had great shot selection on the offensive end, but we had good shots because we ran the floor. And Kirkley was able to move the ball and set guys up. I think he found Sam Mojica twice in that segment for threes in rhythm, as well as getting to the rim himself and finding our big men. So a lot of it has to do with pace, and that's what we're recruiting to and what we want to be about. And the numbers certainly in the analytic world reflect the difference there. But, you know, most important is our focus and our attention in practice. And when we have good focus and attention in practice, it usually translates into a consistent performance. And our goal is to put together 40 minutes of consistent basketball. I don't think we did that either game this week, but I thought we had more consistent play on Saturday against Delaware than we did on the road against Northeastern.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Sammy Mojica, you touched on him. What a big game on Saturday. 9 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists, and only one turnover in that game against Delaware. How good was that all-around performance? And did he become sort of your jack-of-all-trades type player?
No, I don't think it's a question of whether he can become that. It's the reality for everybody else to know that's what he has been doing. And Sammy has rebounded the ball at a very high rate for us the entire season. You know, I think if you look at our team stats, he's our number two rebounder behind Rodney Williams. So for a guy at that size, you know, and he's our team leader in defensive rebounds. So that says a lot for a guy. And really, rebounding, what we all know, is a big percentage of effort, and Sammy gives a great effort in that area. So that's not a surprise. Our ability to make some shots helped out with the assist, but I guess to answer your question, he is that for us. It's not whether he can become that, and I hope he understands, and maybe this gives him a little more air in his tires and confidence to realize that he's capable of doing something like that every time he takes the floor.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Posh.
And your first question is from Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. How are things in Wilmington today?
They're pretty good. A little cool, but not too bad, man. Not too bad at all.
Yeah. I bet things are good in Wilmington, whether it's raining or not right now.
Exactly. Speaking of Wilmington, I know you're looking at your Thursday game. That's your primary focus right now. But wanted to touch on what's coming up Saturday. I know the last time that the two teams met, one of the things that you said in the post-game presser was, you know, falling into that deep hole and trying to claw out of it, how much energy your guys exerted trying to get back to a manageable game and really kind of cut things back in. Now you're here in Wilmington, you know, the fans are rowdy down here. You're playing a really good team. What did you learn last time, and what do you hope this time as far as not falling in that hole and being able to stay competitive the whole way through?
Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, I thought we had some technical issues. You know, I think with any game you want to start, you want to play on top as much as you can. And by on top, you want to play with the lead, and that puts you in a situation to kind of control things a little bit. But I think any time you play a team is talented and plays with the tempo that Wilmington plays with, you've got to be mindful of taking care of the basketball, and you've got to be able to you know, to limit their opportunities in terms of layups and make them work for shots. I didn't think they had to work very hard for their buckets in our game here at the DAC. And anytime you go out, whether it's against Elon or Wilmington, who are two teams that both play at a high tempo, you've got to be able to make teams earn their points. You're not going to shut them out, but certainly you can help them work harder than other times for their buckets.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Alex, we'll see you in a couple days.
That sounds good.
Zach, you touched on Elon and had Matt Matheny on earlier, and he talked about how you guys go way back and have talked hoops back to your days at Cornell. They're obviously one of the top three-point shooting teams in the country with over 10 per game leading the conference. As you look in that game, what are some of the keys, and how do you try to slow down a team that shoots it so well from the perimeter?
Well, I think Matt has done a great job recruiting to his style of play, and that certainly is one that allowed Davidson to make the run that they made and dominate the Southern Conference and do what Coach McKillop has done successfully in the Atlantic 10, but that is to have as many guys that can shoot the ball as possible on the floor for as many minutes as you can in every game. And I think certainly Elon represents that. They're a very scary team from the standpoint of they're willing to take, and they have the ability to make any shot at any point in the game. And whether it's early in the possession or late in the possession, they have the green light and the confidence to make plays.
All right, Zach, thanks so much for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
No problem, Rob. Thanks, and safe travels, everybody, this week, okay?
All right, thanks very much.